From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Work me through this business because I'm interested. Well, I mean, I suppose everyone's interested, but she's a big call from Fonterra.
It is. So Fonterra, a little bit different from our other large listed companies. I mean, investors can trade the Fonterra shareholder units, but that represents only a small part of the ownership. But look, Fonterra is a cooperative. It's owned by the dairy farmers who supply milk, but it's one of the giants of the New Zealand corporate landscape. So very significant announcement yesterday. So it's being described as a step change in their strategic direction. And I thought I'd try very quickly and hopefully succinctly to give some flavour and context to this. So Fonterra describes its business as having three different channels. You've got ingredients, you've got food service, and you've got consumer. Now, the gorilla in the revenue room is ingredients. It is $17.4 billion of their revenue, $2.6 billion worth of their profit. This is the core part of the business, selling things like milk powders and different protein solutions through things like the global dairy trade auctions that we talked about and resellers. That is 80% of the milk solids that they sell is sold through ingredients. Then you've got food service that covers the food consumed in restaurants or cafes or via takeaways. Think cream cheese, mozzarella. That is 13% of the milk solid sold and $3.9 billion of revenue, $749 million of profit. And then you come to this one that's been talked about yesterday, the consumer channel. Fresh milk, cheese, yogurt, butter, 7% of milk solids, $3.3 billion worth of revenue, $780 million worth of profit. So you can see the ingredients is the main part of their business. Now, the plan is to divest, fully or partially, the consumer channel. Now, just to sort of spice it up a bit, yesterday included in the announcement, they're also looking at selling Fonterra Oceania and Fonterra Sri Lanka. Those businesses are integrated. They're not just the consumer channel. The brand names we're talking about, they are the recognizable ones we associate with Fonterra, Anchor, Mainland, Carpathy. There are many, many questions, Mike. Who will buy it? Will they be able to sell it all? I suggest the best thing to do there is to wait and see how it unfolds. Now, the rationale is that they want to focus on their core business. They want to become, or they want to maximize their ability to be a B2B, business-to-business dairy nutrition provider. Now, Fonterra, by its very nature, Mike, being a cooperative, has to think differently from a traditionally listed company about capital management. This allows them to release capital and do other things with it. Now, my understanding is the consumer division has a lower return on capital, much lower return on capital. And you have to also acknowledge recently Fonterra had to write down the value of some of those brand names. They also mentioned yesterday that Fonterra had received unsolicited interest in parts of the business. So maybe they know already, Mike. Sure. I doubt whether who might be interested in the business. I doubt whether you'd start this if you didn't. They're going to appoint an advisor now, so the process begins. If you think about the Fonterra shareholder funds as being a voting machine on this, the share price went up 7% yesterday. So people voted positively. It was a very good day for New Zealand share market, actually. This actually did help it, but the New Zealand share market has been quite a lot lower in May so far. I think we've got to wait and see, Mike. We've got to wait and see how this unfolds. And then it depends on what can they get for it. Does it make sense in terms of how much money they get? So exciting times.
Well, there's the offshore equation there as well, of course. Now, these meme stocks, do we learn nothing?
Oh, Roaring Kitty. It's Friday, Mike. I've held off all week on this. We're going to talk about Roaring Kitty. This story began a few years ago and it's come back. Remember the meme stocks? Mm-hmm. Remember the meme stock? GameStop, the video game retailer share price went on a roller coaster. You know, it got talked up through internet chat rooms and retail traders. Well, it started again. GameStop share price on Monday was up 74%, then 60% on Tuesday, then down 19%, then down 20%. The recent price hike was triggered by Roaring Kitty, which is an account on X. It's associated with Peter Gill. He was behind the GameStop phenomenon back in 2021. The whole meme stock thing at the time was sort of quite specific. You had these retail traders with stimulus checks taking on companies that the big hedge funds insured. We're back there again. If you want to go down the rabbit hole out there, listeners, go and Google Roaring Kitty and descend into all of the stuff associated with it. But it's on again. We'll see what happens.
Fools and their money. What are the numbers?
Well, the Dow Jones is down 5 points, 39,903. The S&P 500 is dead flat, 5,308. And the NASDAQ is down 23 points, 16,716. The FTSE 100 lost 7 overnight, 8,438. The Nikkei was up 534 points, big move there, 38,920. Shanghai Composite barely changed, 3122. But Australasia had a storming day yesterday. The ASX 200 was up 1.65%, 127 points, 7,881. And the NZX 50 gained 202 points yesterday, the best day we have had in yonks. Up at 1.75%, 11,728. Kiwi dollar, 0.6120 against the US, 0.9163 Aussie, 0.5628 euro, 0.4828 pounds, 95 flat against the Japanese yen. Gold, $2,381. Brent crude, $83.27.
You have a good weekend, mate. Catch up next week. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.